important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And away we go. Thank you and welcome to an Easter edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show as we talk golf first right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen and we're broadcasting live today from Stewart Lodges at Steelwood in Locksley, Alabama. And oh my goodness, what a beautiful, beautiful day and a beautiful view that we have high atop the Stewart Lodges overlooking the 16th fairway onto the beautiful, beautiful lake here at Steelwood. Now, my podgy Danny Spivey. Dan, happy Easter to you.
Well, happy Easter to you as well, Randy, and happy Easter to everybody out there. And I'll tell you, it's a special Easter for me. One reason is because old Buckeye, we mentioned last week, having a little health problems. Well, guess where he is? He is back at his house right now in Powell, Ohio, and listening to us right now. So happy Easter, Dad. Glad you're back at home. And a big thanks to my big brother for being there all week to take care of him.
Absolutely. Glad to hear Buckeye's doing extremely well. And, hey, we're going to have a lot of fun on the show today. Yes, all right. And for you, Buckeye, we'll throw in a couple of giggles, I'm sure, at some point. Hey, we have got a ton of golf to talk about. Of course, we're going to get you, we're going to recap the Masters, the 83rd playing of the Masters tournament at Augusta National, where one Tiger Woods gets his, are you ready, 81st PGA Tour victory, mm-hmm. his 15th major, and his 5th green jacket, and my oh my. We've got some stats we'll throw at you during the show here as we talk about that, but I'm going to tell you, with you, and we say it all the time, Danny, whether you like Tiger, you love him, whether you hate him, whatever, it doesn't really matter. What he did last Sunday, almost at this time, okay, was incredible for golf.
Well, and, you know, it was a special moment for a lot of golfers out there, and not only the guys on the PGA Tour, but also golfers throughout the whole world. As we tuned in, it was an early broadcast because the impending weather coming through Augusta, Georgia at the time, and we got to see Tiger really kind of hold on and play holes 11 through 17 extremely well, and we'll talk about the 15 majors that he has. Now, you talk about 81 tour victories. Sam Snead at 82,
right?
Obviously. So, barring any health injuries, probably Tiger will set that bar at some point. But, we'll maybe go through some of the 15 majors. Where do you rank this 2019 Masters victory in the laundry list of 15 major titles that Tiger Woods has accomplished? It's got to be real near the top, I got to tell you that.
I don't think there's any question because he did something in this major that he's never done before, and we'll talk about that throughout the show. Hey, want to remind you, the spring issue of our magazine, it is out on the streets right now, a fantastic edition of what that means for you. Great articles, great tips, great information, and absolutely some great golf discounts. The magazines are free, so why don't you pick one up today? They're at restaurants, most all golf courses. You can find them everywhere, but if you can't get to a golf course, well, you can go online for the digital version at southernfairwaysgolf.com. While you're on our website, check out the tab that says deals. You'll be able to get golf at up to 50% off, and we're going to give away some golf today as well. You can also check out our podcast, and while there, hey, man, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and guess what? We are now on Instagram. All you have to do is search Southern Fairways Golf.
It is time for your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping, Play Your Best, and by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference.
Well, the PGA Tour players make a trek over to Harbortown Golf Links in beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, to play the final round of the RPC Heritage. The par 71 7,000-yard golf course, a little shorter than the usual ones. It's going to be a shootout today. As, yes, world number one now, now new world number one, Dustin Johnson, got a one-shot lead after a second-place finish in last week's Masters tournament. He stands at 10 under par. He'll be playing with, this guy's making a lot of news too, Ian Poulter's at 9 under par with a third-round 67. Also at 9 under par is Rory Sabatini, and the Irishman, Shane Lowry's at 9 under par.
Okay, that was pretty good.
That wasn't too bad.
That wasn't bad. Wasn't bad. I'll go with it. Hey, the LPGA finished yesterday in Hawaii for the Lotte Championship, where the Canadian, sweet Brooks Henderson, she is such a wonderful girl. She repeats as the winner, picking up her eighth tour victory. Congratulations to her. The Web.com Tour is in Alabama, Prattville, more specifically, for the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail Championship, where a Mobile native and Danny, like you, a University of Alabama alumni, leads Mr. Robert Shelton. Robbie is, he's at 12 under, just one shot, leading, vying for his third professional win. The PGA Tour, the PGA Tour champions are north of Atlanta in Duluth, Georgia, for the Mitsubishi Electric Classic, where Scott McCarron is 6 under and has a three-shot lead over Rocco Mediate. Have you looked at Rocco lately? Lost a lot of weight.
Yes,
looking
yes.
pretty good. Mm-hmm. So while we were there at Fallen Oak, Pensacola's Joe Durant is a T3 at four shots back. He is at 2 under. All right, got to say, congratulations to last week's winner. Tiger Woods won his fifth Masters in dramatic fashion, taking the lead on the 15th hole and sending the patrons of Augusta National into a frenzy as they witnessed one of the game's greatest players of all time claim his 15th major championship, jumping to world number 6. Woods had never come from behind to win a major until Sunday. It was also Woods' 81st PGA Tour victory and his first since winning the Tour Championship to end last season. Good stuff. Good stuff. There you go. Now you all caught up in the world of golf. That's your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best. So there you go. It is a lot to talk about, all right? As a matter of fact, let me tell you who we got on the show today, okay, before we get into that.
Sure.
Coming up in this hour, we're going to be talking with Dennis Hayford. You know Dennis, he is the director of the FCA for the Southern Alabama Division. He's going to be on with us to tell us about a tournament that will be played right here at beautiful Steelwood coming up on the 7th of May. In the next hour, we're going to be talking with Elliot Mello. You say, well, who is Elliot Mello? And that is a great question, Danny. Thank you for asking.
Sure.
He is the marketing manager for Bridgestone Golf. All right, we're going to be talking with
him. He's a happy fellow right now.
Let me tell you, Tiger Woods just made his job a lot easier. So we'll talk with him. And what does it mean for Bridgestone Golf to have Tiger, who's been playing the Bridgestone Golf for a long time? We'll hear from Tiger a little bit later on in the show as well, but been playing Bridgestone Golf balls for a long time. All right, mm-hmm. A lot longer than folks think. You thought he might be playing Nike? Well, we got a little surprise for you.
A little surprise.
If you didn't know. And, of course, Elliot's going to get us caught up on all that. Let me do mention to you while we got just a second here. If you're looking to play some competitive golf, you can have a ton of fun doing it. It's the GCGA Tour. That's exactly where you need to be. The next event is going to be on May the 5th, and that's going to be at Peninsula Golf Club down in Gulf Shores. We were down there a couple of weeks ago. Of course, in fantastic shape. Anthony does a great job down there. But it's coming up. What you need to do is you need to go online, GCGATour.com. It's your tour. It's a ton of fun. And I guarantee you, somebody's going to walk out of there with a nice trophy. Mm-hmm. Okay? Danny, you and your buddy Robert.
Robert, yeah.
Got one a couple weeks ago.
Jackson, it's a wonderful trophy. Is it? Two guys, you know, one
because it was a two man
tournament, and we were fortunate enough to play pretty well at Heron Lakes and take home that beautiful hardware.
Somebody's going to get it on May the 5th.
Yes,
so it could be you. All right. Join GCGATour.com. All right. As we mentioned, a lot of golf to get into today. Want to open up the phone lines also at 251-583. Yeah, let's go to that other number, 251-343.
Yeah, let's not give the cell phone number away. Yeah.
Okay, well, there's the first three of those. 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Philip Bush, our producer back there, waiting on your phone call. If you've got a question or a comment, and you know some folks get a little hesitant about talking on the radio, well, you can text that same number, okay? 251-343-0106. All right, when we come back, let's go back and revisit Tiger's fifth major. We'll do that right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show right after this. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Happy Easter to you. Happy Easter to you. You know, Danny, typically we get up early on Easter morning and we go to church and then try to make, you know, get back for the show and all that. Today, we didn't get to do that. Yeah. Running a little late here and... but we hope all of you that on your way to church or on your way back from church that you had a good service. I know you did. I know you did.
Did make it to Waffle House, though.
Did make it to Waffle House. We did. Wow. Okay. That killed that.
No. Yeah, you know, it is good.
It is good. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you, excited for golf. Golf, I think, you know, we've talked about it and almost people have been talking about it almost to nausea about Tiger. But what he has done this past week is certainly just remarkable. And being able to come back, look, if you go back and look, it's been 2008 since he won a major. That was the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines in 2008. Now, of course, you know, I told you I've been there or was there. For him to go through all that he did personally, then to go through all the knee, the back, the shoulder, the neck, everything that he's going through, and be able to come back and do what he did last week, just incredible. The turning point last week.
Yes.
Number 12.
And I believe we were – you know, kind of rehashing some of that. You go back to that 2008, you know, when he went into the playoff, made the, you know, that great about 12-foot putt on the 72nd hole to tie Rocco Mediate.
Right.
And then go into an 18-hole playoff and come out victorious there. But, you know, you talk about the physical injuries and all the things that we have to go. You know, there was a montage on Instagram, and it was talking about all the people. We were going back about 2 or 3 years ago, and all the people, all the naysayers. You know, he's done. He's washed up. He could retire. He should retire.
He thought he was going to retire.
He thought he was going to retire. You know, he just didn't know how his body is going to react. And, Randy, you and I have had some injuries ourselves, and, you know, and we kind of downplay it but a little bit. But, you know, to go through the amount of surgeries that he did have, it is remarkable that he was able to come back. Now, he went through a swing change. We made fun of that. We, you know, the firing of the glutes comment, all these different things that we went through. But nobody understood Tiger Woods' own mind. Now, I think there was a point maybe about 18 months ago when he started hitting the ball fairly decent. You got to take into consideration, too, he went from 686 in the world 23 months ago to number six right now.
You know what? As a matter of fact, you should let me go and get, I'll let you finish, then I'm going to give the official world golf rankings because there's been some movement.
Absolutely. And, you know, but when you talk about this last Masters tournament and just putting himself in position, being very, very patient, and that golf course, this particular tournament, a lot of things were happening, especially on Sunday. The wind started blowing up early tee times because of the impending storm. Randy, we were here. We were, you know, in Fairhope and Loxley and everything, and we felt that wind coming, you know, earlier that morning as it was making its way over to Augusta. And I remember we were talking about this. It was going to get real dicey, especially at Amen Corner when they got to, you know, to number 12. And after watching Brooks Koepka and Ian Poulter, Duncan and Ray's Creek, on number 12, the group in front of Tiger Woods, and they were playing threesomes, remember? Mm-hmm. I was, like, sitting there listening, thinking to myself. I said, anything can happen here. And when Francesco Molinari got up there, and it looked like he hit a pretty decent shot. It just got a little bit right, you know, just about 15 feet left of that bunker, and the wind grabbed it, and it went. It wasn't even close to getting over the water, and he put it in there. And then, of course, you know, everything ensued after that, and then Tiger Woods hit the shot that he needed to do. He aimed 50 feet left into the middle of the green, left of that bunker. He struck it well, and he got it on the putting surface, and he made a great about 5-foot par putt, which a lot of people forget, you know, just making that. And so that really turned the tide. Tony Finau hit it in the water there as well. So he gets to number 13, and he did what he had to do. He had to birdie both par fives to get back into contention because at that time, remember, he was 2 shots back. Well, everything just switched. Everything, well, he was 3 shots back at that time, so everything kind of turned around. Dustin Johnson started making all the fireworks started happening at 13, 14, 15, 16. A lot of people got into contention, and, you know, he just, after sticking that ball on 16, to within 3 feet. I think that put everybody kind of, you know, into the frenzy as well as everybody in the golf world watching this thing, can, you know, basically come to fruition, which we were watching. And It was real interesting watching 18th hole, though.
I'll tell you what was fun, and for the listeners out there that had the opportunity to watch it, was how it started becoming a log jam. You had a lot of folks in there. A T2.
Patrick Cantlay, who's in contention, he started making a charge. He actually grabbed the lead at one point right there.
Exactly. Dustin Johnson, Shuffley, I thought, played extremely well. He had moved up five spots. Brooks Koepka was doing some great things. And how about your boy from Australia, currently living in Columbus, Ohio, Jason Day.
Yeah.
Was making some moves. And, of course, everybody was worried about Jason Day. And for me, he was way under the radar, okay, yeah. Because – you really didn't hear a whole much about Jason Day making a move, okay? And remember, he had hurt his back lifting up his daughter or bending over to give her a kiss before they started to play. But there was just so many folks moving up the leaderboard. A little disappointed in Tony Finau. He kind of started – he started going in the other direction. Yeah, and you watch Francesco Molinari, or as Buck, I would say, Marinaro.
Marinaro.
Exactly. He dropped a little bit, and you saw it on number 12. You saw him kind of even earlier in the round getting a little concerned. He had that concerned look. Not that he had the first three rounds, but in that final round, he's like, man, hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. And then all of a sudden, uh-oh, that shot got a little wild on me. What's happening here? And after that, man, it just started going down for him.
Just started to go downhill. And like I said, you know, Tiger played the last seven holes three under par, you know, with birdies on 13, 15. And 16, I thought the birdie try on 14, I thought, you know, was going to go in because he had such a great shot. And the birdie opportunity on 17 right. was really going to close the door. But both Brooks Koepka and Dustin Johnson had a chance to tie him on the 72nd hole and not give him that two-shot cush going into that hole because he did bogey the last hole, if you remember, to go ahead and win since he had the two-shot lead. But it was a tremendous victory. I think it was one of those things that, you know, with his kids there and all the hoopla around it and the people chanting Tiger, I think people were just – we all love underdogs. Now, to call Tiger Woods an underdog is one of those things.
But that's what he was.
But that's what he was.
And let me ask you this. Did you find yourself pulling for him?
Of course.
I think most – even if you didn't like him, mm-hmm. you kind of said – come on, can he pull it out? Can he pull it out?
Yeah.
And he turned into a different gear. He got back in that Tiger Woods mentality. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me give you the official world golf rankings right now. Been some movement. Dustin Johnson now goes to number one. Justin Rose goes to two. Brooks Koepka goes from four to three. Roy McIlroy from three to four. Justin Thomas remains in fifth place. Tiger Woods, as we mentioned, comes up from 12th to sixth place. Francesco Molinari remains in seventh. Bryson DeChambeau goes to eighth. Xander Shoffley is at number nine. And Ricky Fowler rounds out the top 10. Now, and speaking of that, as you look at some of the guys that were probably a little bit of a disappointment, I'm not going to say that Ricky Fowler was a disappointment. You know, he finished at 10 under, which is three strokes back mm-hmm. from Tiger.
Which was my pick, yeah.
Yeah, and that was your pick. And I really thought that maybe I expected a little more out of him. I was really thinking he might be a little bit closer. Three shots, that sounds like that's pretty close, but in the big scheme of it, mm-hmm. you're kind of out of it right there. But I think somebody that really kind of – that probably I felt like kind of let us down a little bit, Justin Thomas was a little – he's not – something's going on with him. He doesn't seem like he's playing like he should. Maybe I'm over-reading that, but I'm not sure that he's playing quite like I think he should.
Like, yeah, makes any sense. Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of expectations there. And he played a great final. He played a good final round, made a hole in one on 16 the final day. And so it's one of those things. Augusta's just one of those golf courses that, you know, we talk about Rory McIlroy. We talked about him last week.
That's the one that really let me down.
Got off to a really rocky start the first and second round, just could not put anything together. And, of course, then currently, you know, current world number one, Justin Rose was the first number one ranked player in the world to miss the cut since 1997. So it was like, what kind of got in his brain, because had a lot of expectations for him as well. So, you know, it's just one of those courses that, you know, you got to get off, not to a great start, but you have to get off to a solid 36-hole start on that golf course, because you can find yourself 8, 10, 11 shots back. You know, of course, they have the 10-shot rule, so you're going to make the cut if you're within 10. But, You know, I think Justin Rose obviously missed the cut, and then Rory McIlroy just got too far back. He tried to make a charge, Rory McIlroy, on Saturday. Just didn't come through as much. So, you know, he kind of fell short. Played a solid final round as well.
Of course, and we got to mention Phil Mickelson. All right, I thought he came out Sunday. You said he might be in a charge, especially after a good. I think he had a fairly decent Saturday. What did he shoot on Saturday? He shot a 70 on Saturday.
70,
he went, yeah. Yeah, he went 67, 73, 70, and then 72 on Sunday. But I was thinking that, and you could see he was really trying to push it. He was really trying to get it as well. But here's the thing. Now you got to look at it. Of course, you mentioned they're playing the RBC Heritage in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Then they headed over to New Orleans. For the Zurich Classic, and that'll be a two-man team. And then they go to back to North Carolina for the Wells Fargo Championship, and then the AT&T Byron Nelson out in Texas. We'll have the director, the tournament director, our good friend John Drago, is going to be on with us next Sunday talking about that, and then we'll be out there the following Sunday. But look, we got a lot more to get into, all right? Don't touch that dial. Got a lot of things to talk about, and are going to give away some golf right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show as we're broadcasting live from Stuart Lodges right here at Steelwood in beautiful Loxley, Alabama. I'm telling you, it is a gorgeous, gorgeous day, and we're overlooking the 16th fairway here at Steelwood Country Club, which when you get past the fairway, Danny, you're looking at a beautiful, beautiful lake. And let me just say real quick,
yeah,
we got to say once again congratulations to a very good friend of ours, Terry Bowen,
yeah,
with Cyanorama. And this is, as you know, and you've said it many times, this is my favorite hole.
It is.
At Steelwood is number 16, and it's a par 4. And Terry Bowen, just a week or so ago, got a hole-in-one right here at number 16.
Well, and I'll tell you, you know, especially the scramble tournaments, one thing I love about this hole is it's that risk-reward type of thing. They move the tee boxes up just a little bit. Of course, it's right, you know, on the left side of this hole is our beautiful 350-acre lake, but there's a little waste area that goes in front of the green, and it's a two-tier green. It's just one of the reasons you like it, Randy, because you like to throw that ball behind the pin, let it come down to the hole, and that's exactly what Terry did.
Exactly.
He had a big high hook and driver
right
around
the pine
trees, right over the corner trees, and hit on the green, and found its way home happy.
You know what? He was playing in a scramble, and he was playing with another good friend of ours, Robbie Yeager, and a couple of the guys, and he hit it, and he picked up his tee, and he said, "That's as good as I can hit it right there." Picked up the tee and walked off, and one of the gentlemen with him said, "You need to come take a look at this," and they just watched it. It just kind of worked its way into the hole, so congratulations. Hey, you know, if you have a hole-in-one or a friend of yours has a hole-in-one, please let us know. You can go to southernfairwaysgolf.com. Send us an email or let us know.
Or you can text Randy. He'll give you his cell phone number.
I did a while ago. You can call us at 251-343-0106 and let us know. We'd be glad to let the folks know about it. Certainly appreciate you being on board with us here on a beautiful Easter morning, and here's what we're gonna do. Let's give away some golf right now. How about a 5-pack to Glen Lakes? All right, 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. We'll get you a 5-pack. We'll make it quick. Third phone call, okay? 251-343-0106. David Muser, our good friend out there, the general manager, doing a great job out there. We had the superintendent on with us last week, William Dabney, if you remember. William worked at Augusta National for 7 years. His mom worked out there for 40 years at Augusta National. Incredible, incredible. Hey, got to tell you real quick about our friends at Pet Boys, all right? Go by and see Tommy Barnett. He's a store manager there in Robertsdale. They had buy three, get the fourth tire free instantly, plus a $60 bonus savings after manufacturer mail-in rebate when you purchase four selected installed tires, Cooper Adventure Tour, A&T, or the HT tires. If you'd like more information, give Tommy a call, 251-945-1435. Again, 251-945-1435. So they will take very, very good care of you there at Pet Boys in Robertsdale. All right, we've talked a lot about the Masters. The RBC is going on right now, and we're going to talk about that coming up. But what I do want to do is I want to jump ahead, Danny.
Sure.
And talk a little bit about Bethpage Black. All
yes.
right. Because we know that will be the next major of the season, which typically you see the PGA Championship at the end of the year.
At the end of the year.
But they've
in
changed
July.
It up a little bit.
Yeah,
right?
They have changed. It's going to be May 16th through 19th at Bethpage Black, which is up in Long Island, you know, New York, right?
One of the toughest golf courses out there.
In fact, they have a – if you don't know anything about Bethpage Black, go ahead and look it up online. They have a sign on the first tee box that talks about the Black course. It says, this is a very hard golf course, skilled players only.
Let's put it like this. If you're a snow skier, okay?
You'd love it.
This is what they call the Black Diamond course.
The Black Diamond course, exactly.
This is for professionals only.
Exactly. And you go back to some of the tournaments that have been played there. Of course, the last tournament played there, they played the Barclays, part of the FedEx Cup there. Played back in 2016. And Patrick Reed actually won there, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Patrick Reed, it's a very long golf course, and this was back in 2016.
It was not a major.
It was not a major. Yeah. No. That was the last tournament that was played there from the PGA standpoint. Right. And Patrick Reed won that at 9-under par. It is a par 71 golf course. The U.S. Open, although this will be the PGA championship, I believe they're going to play it as a par 71. It's going to play somewhere around 7,500 yards long. Okay, it's a very long golf course, 7,600 yards long. They've played it as short as 7,300 yards long. They did that back in 2002. Hey, quick trivia question. Guess who won the U.S. Open in 2002 there, Randy?
T.W.?
That'd be right.
T-Dub.
T-Dub. All right, and then they had the U.S. Open in 2009. Do you remember who won that one? He's been playing a little bit better lately, 2009.
Now, it wasn't a major there.
It was. It was the U.S. Open.
2009.
Yeah. 2009 U.S. Open.
Okay.
4-under par one.
You have to give me some kind of hint.
All right. How about Lucas Glover?
That's a great one. Thank you very much.
There's a good clue. Lucas Glover won. Guess who finished tied for fourth?
Tell me.
T.W. did. So who tied with him?
Phil Mickelson. Okay. So what I hear you saying, Danny, is that T.W. really likes his course.
I think he's played pretty well there. He has 12 competitive rounds on this golf course, including the 2012 Barclays, the 2002 U.S. Open, which he won, 2009 U.S. Open, which he finished T4 with Phil Mickelson. He has the lowest stroke average, 70.14 on this golf course. Now, mind you, the winning scores of both of those U.S. Opens were 3-under. And 4-under. Okay, so we're going to see kind of what the PGA does with this type of setup. Are they going to widen the fairways a little bit? Are they going to let the rough go down a little bit? Are they going to cut the rough, not set it up like a U.S. Open? We're going to have a U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, so they're going to set that up, the USGA, as the PGA sets this one up. So I'm real interested to see what they're going to do. So they're not mimicking. Now, I think they're going to play it more like a Barclays, where you had 9-under, 10-under win this golf tournament, you know, and not necessarily get it so crazy. But it is a major championship, and what kind of statement is the PGA going to make? We've had some trouble with the PGA championship, if we remember, in the past. You know, they've done some goofy things. We've had some other things happen. So on a very traditional early 1900-style golf course that is so prolific in the game of golf, I hope they don't do too much. I like the pick, though.
I do.
I like it in May.
Yeah, and we're going to talk more about that and start getting our picks for that because, listen, each month is going to have a major, all right? So you've got coming up, as we mentioned, you've got the PGA. Then you'll have the U.S. Open. That's going to be at Pebble Beach, and I can go ahead and tell you who my pick is for that one right there, okay? That's going to be Phil Mickelson. All right. He just won there earlier in the year, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Okay. Loves the place. A lot of sentiment to him. So I like that. And then we'll have the Open coming up in June, I believe. So, hey, let me mention congratulations to Linda Ward of Daphne. You get the 5-pack to Glen Lakes. You're really, really going to enjoy that. Also, speaking about Glen Lakes, we got a note here. Again, if you get a hole in one, we want to talk about it. Pat Holland of Glen Lakes, she's a lady golfer there. She aced number 17, Danny.
Uh-oh.
At Azalea City Golf Club in the LGA Inner Club play last Monday. So, congratulations to Pat Holland.
That is a tough hole.
That is very tough. Good stuff. Hey, we got some tournaments coming up, too. We want to talk about coming up in the next segment. We're going to be talking with a very good friend of ours, Dennis Hayford. He is the director of the Southern Alabama FCA, a great guy. I'm telling you, if you've never heard Dennis before, just a great guy. But the FCA will be playing their tournament out here at Steelwood, and that's on May the 7th. He'll give you all the details on it. It's filling up quick. It is a qualifier. And what we mean by that, well, I'll tell you what, he'll tell you
about it. He'll tell you all about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What's going on right now on the PGA?
Well, I'll tell you, they're getting ready to start. Of course, the leaders, Dustin Johnson at 10 under par, Ian Poulter at 9 under par. They're going to tee off at 105 as soon as we get off the air, Randy. So everybody out there, you can stay with our program, then switch on over to NBC is going to be airing that right at that time. Roy Sabatini's at 9 under par. He's going to be playing with Shane Lowry. Now, we talked about some Alabama alumni, Trey Mullinax.
Absolutely.
He's at 8 under par. He's going to be playing with KJ Choi. How about KJ Choi? One thing I like about this Harbortown Golf Club course, 7,000 yards, Randy, but look what the scores are. Doesn't have to be a 7,500-yard golf course. 10 under's leading this thing through three rounds. You know why? Because this course is tight, small greens, got to hit it in the fairway, and you got to know how to play it off the pine straw.
You know, yes, you do. I was thinking about KJ Choi the other day, and it's a guy that you really haven't seen a whole lot. And do you know where he? I'm gonna look this up real quick. But I saw that I thought he was like somewhere around 856 in the world now. This was a cat that was in the top 10, top 20 for a long time, and dropped all the way back. Just goes to show you there's some changes going on. These young cats are moving in, and they're moving right up the chain there, up that official world golf ranking.
Well, I listened to a fascinating conversation, talking about whether it was, you know, talking about Tiger Woods and his 15 majors, and then Jack Nicklaus is 18 majors, and the discussion was basically, should you give Tiger more credit? Was it harder for Tiger to win these 15 majors or Jack to win his 18 majors? Who were the players that played against Tiger? Who were the players that played against Jack at the time in their prime when most of the majors were winning? And for Tiger, you know, it was guys like Phil Mickelson and Jose Maria Olafable early in the day, Roy McIlroy here, you know, in the last 10 years, and a host of other players. But you go back to Nicklaus and you look at Lee Trevino, Tom Watson, Tom Kite, Sevi Ballesteros, Arnold Palmer, yeah. All these. They were winning. There was more players that had multiple, you know, five majors or more, you know, playing with Nicklaus. And then also the amount of PGA Tour victories run between the top eight players that Nicklaus played against and the top eight players that Tiger Woods has played against was 186 PGA Tour victories versus 106 PGA Tour victories. So, when you look at these kind of stats, but what I will say right now, and then what I'm leading to is, you just kind of mentioned, where'd KJ Choi go? The reason a lot of these players struggle a little bit is because the depth of talent out there. You know, we don't know, you know, the Charlie Hoffmans of the world. Guys like that come in that can have the talent to win any time. Basically, they just get hot. In the win. Are they going to win 10, 15 times on PGA Tour? Probably not. Are they going to win two or three times? Probably will. So, you know, those are the type of players out there that when they get hot, they can go ahead and, you know, pick off a Dustin Johnson or a Jordan Spieth or a Tiger Woods or a Phil Mickelson, you know, from time to time. But, you know, that's one of the things. The depth is unbelievable. You look at this like a Trey Mullinax, who's a wonderful player. Don't get me wrong. But he's not a Dustin Johnson or an Ian Poulter. He's not a world-class player like that, you know, and that's no dog on him. But Trey Mullinax is only two shot back. He'd get hot today and shoot a little 66, 67, take this plaid jacket home.
Well, Andy, good. By the way, KJ Choi, 846 in the world.
846.
But, you know, what you're just mentioning right there, you heard like Ian Woosnam. This was his last Masters this year because the golf courses are getting longer and longer.
Right.
These guys are getting older and older, and they just can't keep up with it. So that's why you're seeing them drop a little bit. These younger guys are coming up. They're stronger. They can hit it further. And it's making a difference in the game. But to go back and answer your question, Danny, about the Jack or the Tiger, which was the better of the wins and all of that, you got to remember, there's a lot. The equipment has a lot to do with it as well. Okay, what they played with and what Tiger and them are playing with, the new equipment, is a big difference. All right, hey, let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk with our very, very good friend Dennis Hafer from the FCA. He is up next, right here on deck as Southern Fairways Golf continues. Hey. And we're certainly wishing all of you a very, very happy Easter. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show. I'm Randy Bergen along with Danny Spivey, and we're hanging out at the Stewart Lodges here at Steelwood. And boy, I'll tell you, a beautiful, beautiful day, no doubt about it. I got to tell you, there's not much better scenery around here than what we're looking at right now. Overlooking the 16th fairway right onto this beautiful lake you got here that have some huge fish.
Some big ones.
Some big bass in there, no doubt. Hey, let me say, I got to throw a shout out to a very good friend of ours. Isabella is listening to us along with her dad, our good friend. He was my riding companion yesterday, yeah. Adam Dirt. We call him Dirt.
Yeah.
And we certainly thank y'all for tuning in and listening to us. Had a great time, Isabella, with your dad yesterday as we fought that wind. Out there playing a little golf down at Craft Farm.
It was a little brutal out there yesterday. We were giggling at each other yesterday. It was almost comical, you know, and I played a little thing. And that wind, I got to tell you, you know, we're not necessarily short hitters, Randy.
But well, we get out there.
When you hit a 5-iron from 132 yards, there's a lot of wind out there.
Or you hit a 9-iron, 210 yards.
Yes, exactly.
That's right. Hey, here's a guy that can hit a wedge 210 yards, no doubt about it. He is a very good friend of ours with the Southern Alabama FCA. Let's welcome in on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line, our very good friend Dennis Hafer. Dennis, how you doing, my man?
Hey, Randy. Hey, Danny. Hey, if you think I can hit a wedge 210 yards, we have not played golf together ever. I appreciate the compliment.
Well, listen, let me tell you, and folks that have not met Dennis, one of the great guys around here, there is no doubt. And you hear me always say, one of the great motivators. And if you ever have an opportunity or you need a motivational speaker, this is the guy you want to call right here. But let me just mention, you got a big golf tournament coming up right here at Steelwood. That happens on May the 7th, sponsored by IWR. Tell us all about the tournament. And it's not just a regular scramble, folks. It's a qualifier. Explain.
Yeah, you guys are right there at Steelwood today. They do a great job hosting our tournament every year, and we're going to bring a full field out there May 7th. We've only got a few spots remaining. And the cool part about our tournament, Randy, like you mentioned, it's a fun scramble. If you just want to come out there with four guys and play, you can do that. But if you're a little more serious and you want to move on and to heavier competition, if you finish in the top three net or gross in this tournament, it qualifies you for our state tournament at Farm Links in Sylacauga. So you have the Southern Alabama tournament, the Northern Alabama FCA guys, the Central Alabama FCA guys. We all come together to compete there at Farm Links. But you gotta play in our tournament to qualify. And then, if you win that tournament, you qualify for our national tournament at TPC Sawgrass. So a lot of chances to move on.
And it is so much fun. There is no question about it. You have a morning shotgun, and you have an afternoon shotgun. And as I mentioned, and Danny, you know better than anyone, that they serve a lunch. And guys and gals, let me tell you, it ain't your hot dog, hamburger, and a bag of potato chips.
And it's a cookie.
And a cookie. No, it is by far the best lunch you will ever have at any golf tournament.
That's right. I've played in a lot of them, and our dessert is bread pudding that will make yes. you want to slap your mama. You shouldn't, but it'll make you want to.
Wow.
It is incredible. And, you know, another thing that I like about our tournament, guys, is that we don't take more than 18 teams in each flight. We don't want to be that tournament that, you know, where you're there for 6 hours and you swing your club every 45 minutes. We only take 18 in the morning and 18 in the afternoon. So, and we're close to full. So you can go to and register for it at our website, southalabamafca.org. And if you can't play, we'd love to have you sponsor a hole or become a gold or a corporate sponsor. And we certainly love our sponsors for sure.
And as a matter of fact, look, again, go to SouthAlabamaFCA.org if you want to register. But Friday, May the 3rd, is the registration deadline. You mentioned your sponsors, Dennis Telly, and we're visiting with Dennis Hayford, the director of the South Alabama FCA. Dennis, give us, you got to mention some of these great advertisers you have and sponsors you have, for the FCA.
You mentioned IWR. That's Richard Sullivan Industrial Wellness Rehab, our title sponsor. Dr. Dan Matthews at AOSM is a big-time sponsor. And then we also have Morgan Asher Realty, Bay Wood Products, Connecticut Timber, Cooper Timber. Just so grateful for those guys jumping in, and they really make our tournament what it's all about.
Dennis, before we let you go, a lot of folks say, "Yeah, well, we know how these scrambles go." All right, you got certain folks that like to come in; they have an eraser on the end of their pencil, and they would like to kind of change the score to fit what they need. That's kind of hard to do here, especially with the good Lord looking down on you.
That's right, man. We this competition is pretty serious, so. If you want to come and just compete in the growth flight, you can do that and take your growth score. But if you want to compete in the net score, we do require you to have a certified PGA handicap. And then we have our national handicap system that we've worked long and hard to perfect. And it's a great so there won't be any of that sandbagging or anything here or at our Farm Links tournament or at the national tournament. So we do it right, and it's a big fundraiser for FCA. So come out and have fun and compete a little bit.
And I'll tell you what, the FCA does such a wonderful, wonderful job. I know you had a little over 360 events last year. You had thousands of people attend, and Faith Decisions was huge as well, along with the Bible distribution. You do a great job, you and your staff, of course. A good friend of ours, Coach Al Ernest, on that staff with you, Dennis. And I'll tell you, it doesn't get much better than what y'all do, I can promise you.
Well, thank you, buddy. And we couldn't do it without our great sponsors, like I mentioned, and Randy, you and Danny having us on the radio. Man, we're so appreciative of that, and we'll give away a lot of good stuff at the tournament as well. So thanks for having us on.
Dennis, as always, man, good to have you on. Good luck on the tournament. And, folks, if you want more information, you need to do it quick because they're just about full. So go to SouthAlabamaFCA.org. You can get the information you need, and you can register right there online. SouthAlabamaFCA.org. Dennis, as always, man, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for telling us about this, and keep doing the great job that you're doing. And we look forward to having you back on real soon. And happy Easter to you, my friend.
Hey, love you guys, man. Thank you for the time. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. Hey, one of the best right there. Dennis Hayford, the director of the South Alabama FCA. Don't get much better than him. You're looking for a good guy just to hang out with? Right there. You're looking for a motivator? Right there. Okay? He can help you turn your life around.
Yeah, absolutely. And in more ways than one.
Absolutely.
He really does a great job in the scrambles, the morning and afternoon. He says some words that is always encouraging and beneficial for all of us. And I'll tell you what, you know, he underplays this competition thing just a little bit. It is a serious competition. You got to bring your A game, Randall. We both know that.
There's some players out here.
There's some players. And when we talk about the gross division, which I always enjoy the gross division because whatever you shoot, you shoot. And you post it and you go from there. And, of course, the net division is very, very well monitored. For those out there that you know have been through that scenario where how does 318 handicappers shoot 14, 15 under par? It always amazes me. You know, we've played in 1,000 of these things, and we just, you know, usually we just go, okay, well, I guess we're
just making a donation today.
We'll just make a donation. Yep. We'll go get another sandwich and a drink and just go on home.
Yeah, well, it's a little different with this one, all right?
Yes.
And, guys, I got to tell you, if you haven't played it, here's an opportunity for you, too. If you've not ever played Steelwood, this is the opportunity to get out here and play in it with your friends and enjoy great golf, a great time, and for a great cause. All right? Can you believe this first hour has already come and gone?
It has already come and gone, and we've talked about so much. I'm watching a little bit of the pregame show for the RPC Heritage. Of course, you know, we're going to see what Dustin Johnson can do, you know, as he takes a one-shot lead into this final round. It's very interesting pairing. Ian Poulter will be playing with him. Rory Sabatini and Shane Lowry will be playing right in front of them. Patrick Cantlay had an incredible third round where he got off to a very, very hot start and got in contention for today's final round. You know, he played very well on the weekend over at Augusta, Randy. And so this cat is one of those players I look at, those under 26-year-olds that get out there. He's got the game to play every single golf course that they play, including all the majors. He's starting to pop up pretty regularly.
You're talking about Patrick Cantlay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that leaderboard also, T2, is Rory Sabatini. I got to be honest with you. I'm just not. This is me. I just can't never been able to be a fan of his.
He just kind of gets to you, doesn't he?
It gets under my skin somewhere. I don't know what it is, but it's hard for me to root for him. But that's me, and I digress.
It is Easter, man.
It is Easter.
You need to let it go, bro.
That's right. All right, first hour, coming and going. Coming up in the next hour, man, are we going to have fun in it as well. We're going to be talking with Elliot Mello. He is the marketing manager for Bridgestone Golf. Probably the easiest job in the world right now after Tiger's win at the Masters. Plus, we'll talk with Mitch McConnell in the back half of that hour. All right. Hey, a lot of fun coming up. Thanks for hanging out with us in this first hour. You won't want to miss the next hour, giving away some more golf and a lot of golf to talk about. All right. Don't go anywhere. More Southern Fairways Golf right after this.
Important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness! In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And we welcome you into the second hour of Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. And glad to have you on board with us. Happy Easter to you. And what a beautiful, beautiful day. We're broadcasting live from Stewart Lodges at Steelwood in Locksley, Alabama, and I'm telling you, it cannot get much better than this right here. We're on the upper deck of Stewart Lodges, Lodge 2.
Lodge 2.
Overlooking one of my favorite holes here at Steelwood, number 16. Go past the fairway, and Danny, there is a bass out there in that beautiful lake that's waiting for me just to go throw a worm at him.
Well, during the break, we were kind of daydreaming a little bit, Randall. I said, you know, what a perfect day. Of course, we have some obligations this afternoon.
Yeah.
But what a perfect day to jump in one of the boats out here and just go relax a little
no
bit.
Doubt. No doubt.
We'll
no
do
doubt.
It soon.
Partner. We will. We will do it. We will do it for sure. Hey, you know, a lot to get into this hour. We've got a great lineup for you. We're going to have coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk with Elliot Mello. He is the marketing manager for Bridgestone Golf. And I'll tell you what, his job got a whole lot easier last Sunday with Tiger Woods' win. And it was something that happened that we all kind of wanted to see happen. I really think you really did. Didn't you, Danny? Didn't you really want to see him win?
I think down the stretch, when everything started getting real bundled up right there at number 12, Randy, we just kind of, you know, got to, especially at number 12, you know, yeah. when Koepka and Ian Poulter put it in the water, Dustin Johnson and Schauffele were making a little bit of charge. Ricky Fowler got in the mix by eagling, you know, 15. Patrick Cantlay actually took the lead. And then Francesco Molinari and Tony Finau dumped it into Ray's Creek on 12. Tiger hit it safe, two-putted, made a good 5-foot par putt. And it was at that moment, okay, he has 13 and 15 coming up. And I'm like, this cat's got a chance.
Yep.
He's got a literal cat. Tiger.
The big cat.
The big cat.
The big cat. Hey, I want to remind you of the spring issue of our magazine. It is out. It is on the streets. You can pick one up. They are free. It's a great addition. As a matter of fact, Danny, you've got a nice recipe in there.
Yes.
Something that for the spring you kind of want to put together.
Yeah, a little bit of, you know, little Italian heritage that I have. That, you know, I did that DNA test. I got a little bit Italian in me, Randy. And you didn't have to tell me, you know, that I have a little bit in me because I like cured meats. Let's just put it that way. So I made a little I made a little pasta salad.
Yep.
Little pasta salad recipe. You know, when you go over to somebody's house, you know, a lot of times we'll go to the store, and I think I even mentioned in the article, we'll buy one of those six-foot sandwiches, which I dearly love those.
Yes, you
don't,
do.
Don't get me wrong.
Yes,
I mean,
you do.
I will devour. You know, I see one of those on the table, I just pull a chair up. You know, but a little easy-peasy pasta salad put together with some nice, you know, feta cheese, mozzarella cheese, a little bit of cured ham and different things like that. Just very easy to make. A little Italian dressing. Just throw it in a little Tupperware dish. Take it there and say, hey, I just whipped this together. Look like a hero.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course, Danny is the golfing gourmet, but you can see that recipe in our magazine. They're free. Pick one up there at golf courses, restaurants, hotels, condominiums. They're all over the place. If you can't find one, well, you can always go online and check us out at southernfairwaysgolf.com. The digital version is right there. Also, check out the deal, the tab that says deals on it, all right? You'll be able to get golf at up to 50%. You can check out our podcast. We got some great podcasts, some great guests that's been on with us. You know, a couple weeks ago, we had the president and CEO of Bridgestone, Dan Murphy, was on with us. The director of the Alabama Golf Association, Andy Priest, was on. You want to go back and listen to those? You can. They're awfully, awfully good. You can also check us out. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, and we're now on Instagram.
I'm Leaderboard Update, brought to you by Ping. Play your best, and by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference.
All right, the final round of the PGA Tour RBC Heritage Classic at Harbortown Golf Links in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Par 71, 7,099-yard golf course. They're going to be playing for $6,900,000. Who's going to get the big check today? Well, on top of leaderboard right now, world number one, Dustin Johnson, is at 10 under par. He's got a one-shot lead over Ian Poulter, who will be playing together, teeing off at 105 local time here. Rory Sabatini, Shane Lowry at 9 under par, Trey Mullinax and KJ Choi, CT Pan, Emiliano Grillo, Scott Piercy, and Patrick Cantlay, all right there in a T5 position at 8 under par. It's anybody's ball game, so stay tuned. We'll see what happens this afternoon.
Absolutely. Hey, the LPGA, well, they finished yesterday in Hawaii for the Lotte Championship with a Canadian, Brooks Henderson, repeats as the winner, picking up her 8th tour victory. The Web.com Tour is in Prattville, Alabama, for the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail Championship, where Mobile native and University of Alabama alumni leads Robbie Shelton. Well, he's at 12 under, just a one-shot lead, vying for his third professional win. The PGA Tour champions, the old guys, they're a little north of Atlanta in Duluth, Georgia, for the Mitsubishi Electric Classic, where Scott McCarron is 6-under and has a three-shot lead over Rocco Mediate. Pensacola's Joe Durant is a T3 and four shots back at 2-under.
You know, so we had a tournament last week. Who won that tournament? There was a big tournament last week, Randall.
That one?
Oh, going back in time. Oh, it still gives me chills.
Wow, doesn't it? Well, Tiger Woods won his 5th Masters in dramatic fashion. Taking the lead on the 15th hole and sending the patrons of Augusta National into a frenzy as they witnessed one of the game's greatest players of all time claim his 15th major championship, jumping to world number 6. Woods has never, this is something that's intriguing, Woods has never come from behind to win a major until last Sunday. It was also Woods' 81st PGA Tour victory and his first since winning the Tour Championship to end last season. Congratulations to Tiger Woods. 81 victories on the PGA Tour, 15 majors, and 5 green jackets. Danny, I don't know if I can get any more dramatic than that.
That's
about
dramatic.
It right there.
Yeah, I mean, not that anybody in the golf world didn't know who won that tournament last week.
Absolutely.
But we just, any opportunity to play that song, we take
it. We do it. All right. Wow, you are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world, and that's your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best. And by Bridgestone. You know, Bridgestone is the official golf ball and golf glove of Southern Fairways Golf.
Well, I know we have Elliot Mello coming up here in just a little bit, but with the marketing manager for Bridgestone Golf, As I watch this, I do have a question. It's one of those things. And when Dana's, you know, on the show, we talk about the getting warmed up before we go out to the golf course, okay, or at the golf course, getting our body weight to play golf. I'm watching a little bit of the pregame show for the RPC Heritage on the Golf Channel up here, Randy, and Dustin Johnson tees off in about an hour, under an hour. He's been out at the golf course for about 45 minutes. If you played professional golf, how early would you get to the golf course? What do you feel if you were to put a regiment together? Like, and just say right now, if you didn't have a whole lot going on, we're going a million miles an hour, and just say for a GCGA event, if you had a certain amount of time, what would give you ample time that you would feel comfortable getting out to the golf course before you played?
I'm probably a two-hour guy, two and a half, three-hour guy, because I want to eat, kind of, start getting my mind ready, get my body going.
That's part of the warm-up. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And I'm probably a two to three-hour guy.
2 to 3 hour guy before the golf course.
Right.
Or before the tournament starts.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, no, that's a very honest answer. I'm more about 22 minutes.
Yeah. We have people like that.
Yeah, and I'm being a little facetious here. I think about an hour and a half is a good time to get there. You know, like you say, and plus the one thing that we don't talk about, we talk about warming the body up, we talk about getting hydrated, all these other things, but also enjoying the day. Absorb the golf tournament. You know,
absorb the atmosphere.
Get to say hi to people. Get your clubs ready. All these different things. Get excited to play golf, especially on the GCGA Tour. Brought to you by RGB Marketing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, a lot to get into coming up in the next segment. You won't want to miss it. We're going to give away some golf. That's right. So get your fingers ready. 251-343-0106. It's Southern Fairways Golf Show. Happy Easter to you, and welcome to Southern Fairways Golf Show. Glad you're on board with us. Hey, we're efforting to get Mitch McConnell on with us. We'll talk a little bit with him, and at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk with Elliot Mello. You know, he's with Bridgestone Golf. He's the marketing director, but there's somebody that we have certainly got to mention. There is no question. One of our good friends, he's the Bridgestone representative in our area, Thad Franklin.
Yeah.
And he does a great, great job. He's killing it down at Glen Lakes. They've got something coming up. I'm going to see if Elliot will tell us about it. It'll be a rarity if you can get one of these. It'll be a Tiger Woods, and I don't know if I've got the wording right here, but there will be a dozen golf balls. It'll have Tiger Woods' picture on it for the Bridgestone.
Okay.
Of course, Tiger been playing Bridgestone for a little bit. You know what? We've got Mitch on with us right now, but
yeah.
Before we get Mitch, now let's get Mitch first, and then I'm going to play this. I got to play this clip about Tiger coming up in just a second, but let's welcome into our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, our good friend Mitch McConnell. Mitch, how you doing, pal?
Randy, I'm doing great, and I really thought that Bridgestone B was going to just perch on the hole at 16 like it did Nike back in the day. But it sure just about happened this year, didn't it, on number 16?
Well, it did, and I was talking to Elliot. Of course, he is the marketing director for Bridgestone Golf, and I was talking to him the other day, and I said, man, y'all have been getting a ton of exposure last Sunday with the ball. It seemed like it did. It just sat there, and that B was just looking at you. And it's made his job a lot easier. But what a Masters. What a Masters last week. I know you enjoyed it.
Man, I think it really, guys, I think it's going to start a new phase of golf because, quite frankly, you still got guys like Phil Mickelson that are 48 going on 49, bringing it. Jim Furyk nearly won the Players' Championship. But there's no other athlete in the world that's been as polarizing, I don't think, as Tiger, right? So now – you got him back on the scene and didn't just compete, but actually won the major. And I do think it's probably the greatest comeback story. People talk a lot about his physical body, guys, but, we know golf is more mental than physical at a certain level. And for his mind to come back and allow him to stay that calm and, we're looking at a new, way more humble, grateful Tiger Woods, and to see that thing with his family here on Easter, I watched it last night again, guys. Y'all make fun of me, but I started crying all over again at about 1 a.m. just watching that. It was really a magical story, and I think it's going to inspire golfers all over the world to get, some people that lost interest, maybe get back into playing, watching golf, and certainly for Tiger himself, I think Jack might be shaking in his boots a little bit.
Well, and you mentioned Jack and a tear, and you have to ask the question, and the question's been rolling around, is Jack's 86 is Tiger's 19 better than Jack's 86 win? Okay, and I don't know. I think they're both they have their own lanes. Okay, because Jack's win in 1986 was huge. What it did for him at that age. What has happened with Tiger to be able to come back and win his 15th major? You will say to yourself, I know exactly where I was when he won that. I don't think there'll be any question about that. Folks will remember the 2019 Masters for a long, long, long time.
Yeah, and I think, guys, and I wasn't as big a golf fan back in 1986. I know Jack wasn't in form at that time. Tiger's been trending upwards, but I can't think that there's ever been a bigger story, even the 86 Masters, because the reality of it is no golfer, no athlete had ever sat on top of the perch. You know, you look at Lance Armstrong going through what he did with cancer and all of a sudden, you know, being exposed for doing some things that weren't really of the kind of character we look for a hero to have. And for Tiger Woods to kind of ride that same ride, but then on a trajectory where his physical body 2 years ago, he couldn't even walk, to come back out and not only do it for himself, but the fans around the world, the fans at Augusta, to go from being loved to nearly hated and back again, I just don't know from a physical, spiritual, mental standpoint that there's ever been a bigger story in sports, and certainly not golf. Even Jack's 86 Masters win, I know he's a couple years older, guys, but wouldn't it be something to see Tiger go on a run and maybe get there where you're pushing Jack Nicklaus? But I do think it's the biggest story ever in golf, in my opinion.
Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line. And it does ask the question, Danny, CBD oil. Could it be the game changer?
Well, I think for a lot of people, you know, we talked a little bit about the chewy gum last week, Mitch. I don't know if you're listening, but, you know, I think it has its benefits, you know, for anti-inflammatory and relaxation muscles. It's obviously legal on the PGA Tour and in, you know, most all states as well. But, you know, going back to the 86 versus the 2019 Masters, the one thing that I always look at commonalities. The one thing that Tiger Woods had in 2019 – you know, in this 2019, in the 86 Masters, that everybody, and we may not realize this, I was looking at some of the ratings for this 2019 Masters on CBS. Do you know that they pulled an 18.8 share, okay, which is the largest viewing audience for a Masters? It's huge. Do you know what the replay got? That afternoon they replayed it again. It got a 12.7. Okay, so we talked about that thing. So when we talk about that, the two commonalities that I see between the 86, I remember hearing the buzz. I was at Harry Pritchett Golf Course in Tuscaloosa at the time as a freshman in Alabama, and somebody told me Jack was making a charge. Well, guess what? We ran off the golf course. We were playing golf, ran off the golf course into the golf shop to watch the rest of this golf tournament. And you know what? We did the same thing with 2019 Masters. You know, towards the end, about number 12, when you heard Francisco Molinari dumped it in Race Creek, mm-hmm. I guarantee you millions of people left what they were doing. We were over at Timber Creek at the
That's
time,
exactly
Mitch,
right.
And people left the golf course, came in and watched the last five or six holes, to possibly watch history, in which they did.
You really can't write a storybook like that. And guys, let's not miss one fact before I get off this radio, is that Tiger Woods wasn't beaten – just some average run-of-the-mill guys. Second place was the number one player in the world. You had Brooks Koepka, who's won three out of the last six majors that came in second place. And for my money, the next best up-and-coming player alive is Xander Schauffele. All three of those guys were one shot back of Tiger, you know. So you're talking about the kind of stuff you can't write about. And I do think, Danny, that people, Randy, everybody from around the world was watching that. And even though it was an early morning thing and because of weather, I think the trajectory of professional golf has never been in a better spot. I do think Bridgestone and some of these other people that Taylor made that got back with Tiger Woods are all kind of laughing at everybody else that abandoned him right now because, you know, he's become more of a family guy, a role model. People, you know, looked at him as an elite athlete, but now he's kind of transcended, I think, for comebacks all over the world, whether people are struggling with themselves in any walk of life. He's kind of now as a representative for what it's like to never get up, never give up, and become more humble and believe in yourself. And I think that's why people are watching. They're all fascinated by that comeback, guys.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. The question now becomes, Beth Page Black, where will he rate in that one? I've got to put him probably in my top five, maybe if not my top two.
Yeah,
for winning that, I think he is physically he's there. I think with this win. he may now be emotionally there and mentally there. He could go on another crazy run. All right,
it's going to take a Hall of Fame career from where he is today. Is one of the good comments I heard made, and I know the guys like Brandon Shamley probably had a little bubbly with their crow they had to eat. But guys, I mean, what if this guy Tiger Woods wins another major this year? What's going to happen? We were talking about pandemonium, so I'm excited to watch it. I just kind of feel privileged to be a golf fan and live in this era. And let's not forget, with launch monitors, trainers, dietitians, equipment being dialed in perfectly, that Tiger Woods just won a major in that era, you know, 11 years after his last major on a broken knee at Torrey Pines. I think this is the biggest comeback story in the history of sports, in my opinion, guys, because all those reasons.
Couldn't agree with you more. Visiting with Mitch McConnell right here on Southern Fairways Golf. Hey, Mitch, we got about 90 seconds. Guys, you were talking about, Danny, you mentioned that the Masters got an 18 share, okay? Every time you see this guy on TV, okay, he gets a 25 share. Mitch, so, every time.
Every time.
And he's talking about McConnell Automotive. Tell us what's going on over there, Mitch.
Man, hey, listen, it's Easter, a lot of colors. We have this thing, we haven't had it in 3 years, called a pink tag sale, and people just go to my website, McConnellAutomotive.com, check it out. And, guys, what it is every vehicle has been pre-negotiated and at a GM supplier prices minus rebates. So if you love to negotiate, this is not a great sale for you because you get these huge savings without even having to ask for them. And they're literally $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 better than any prices in the last 6 months. And one quick example, boys, a Z71 truck. We're taking the sticker price and the pink tag on the lot, if you look at our website, over $13,000 off. And we're talking about 16% off Buick. It's the coolest thing in the world. So whether you want a Yukon, a truck, Acadia, a Buick SUV, everything, guys, of that pink tag sale at McConnell, all people got to do is let the fingers do the walking.
Good stuff, Mitch. Good stuff, man. Hey, look, happy Easter to you and your family, and look forward to talking with you and chatting with you again real soon, my man.
We'll keep watching Tiger Woods.
There you go. All right, Mitch McConnell, McConnell Automotive. You can check them out at McConnellAutomotive.com. They are the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. There's a reason why. Why don't you go by and let them prove to you why they have that ranking. Danny, I was going to try to play the Tiger Woods deal. I think we're going to be out of time here for this segment. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably do it coming up at the 12:45. Mm-hmm. In the next segment, we'll be talking with Elliot Mello, the marketing manager for Bridgestone Golf. We'll get his views on. And I think that's going to be kind of an interesting question. With Tiger now and all the attention that he's gotten, we talk about golf equipment. And one of the most important parts of golf equipment is your golf ball.
It's the golf ball.
Okay. And him using Bridgestone, what does that mean for Bridgestone now? I mean, they're already big. But did they go to another level?
It'll definitely go to another level. There's no doubt. Just like Nike went to a different level when Tiger was with them. But I'll tell you one thing that we haven't talked about with Tiger. I know he's in the top 50 in the world, but I want you to wrap your mind real quick with the Masters win. He's exempt through all majors,
yep.
Randall, until he's 53 years old.
Nice, nice. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. Elliot Mello, marketing manager of Bridgestone Golf. He is up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. Happy Easter to you. Hope you're enjoying a beautiful, beautiful Sunday afternoon. Time to go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line and welcome in the marketing manager for Bridgestone Golf, our good friend Elliot Mello. Elliot, how you doing, pal?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today, man.
Well, look, I'm excited to talk with you. A lot of things going on, and I guess with Tiger's win last week at the Masters, obviously his fifth green jacket, and using Bridgestone golf balls for quite some time has made your job just a little bit easier, has it not?
it's been a fun ride working with Tiger over the years, and this last week has been kind of whirlwind, and we're just thankful to have the opportunity to be part of this historic moment with him and have our equipment in play and trusted by Tiger for the win.
You know, listen, Bridgestone certainly got a lot of exposure as Tiger throughout the whole Masters, and you saw the golf ball, especially if it were rolling slow, and you saw the B and all of that, and really it got a lot of exposure. And we know that Bridgestone is one of the very top golf balls in the market, and we talk about golf fittings all the time and what that means. But let's talk about that for just a second to our listeners as far as getting the correct golf ball for you. How important is we talk about golf clubs and the right equipment? Well, your golf ball is one of the most precious parts of your equipment, is it not?
Absolutely. You know, the ball is the only piece of equipment that you're using on every shot. So that's not to minimize the importance of a driver fitting and an iron fitting, but making sure the ball truly fits is the one piece of equipment that'll impact your score. So in the case of Tiger, for example, all 275 of those historic shots, there was one common element, and it was his Bridgestone golf ball. And you know, the importance of fitting is immense. You know, as different variables of your swing change, you have a new driver, a new shaft, some new irons. As different variables of your swing change, it's potential that you need to look at the ball and make sure the ball is still working for you as well.
We're visiting with Elia Mello, marketing manager for Bridgestone Golf, right here on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Danny?
You know, Elia, you made a great point right there in the commonality of one thing that he played that was consistent throughout the whole round or all the shots throughout the whole tournament, that he plays that same golf ball. You know, a lot of people look, and you have such a wonderful website for those out there listening, bridgestonegolf.com. You can go to the golf ball section if you'd like and find my golf ball. And we talk about ball fittings and all this other stuff. You can give some general information about how old you are, you know, your swing speeds, different things like that. And you guys can steer people in the right direction. But from the whole stance of a lot of golfers out there, they're trying to understand the feel of a golf ball. Are they looking for distance, accuracy, and all that? You guys can really kind of fit a golf ball for anybody's particular game, no matter what their handicap is.
That's correct. You know, our ball fitting program, it's been around since 2007, and it, you know, we fit golfers throughout the country. It's a great tool that allows golfers to find their fit, allows them to improve their game. But what a lot of people don't realize is it's actually the best R&D tool in golf. And what I mean by that is we have 2.5 million unique swings that we can go in there and analyze, and not just the Bridgestone ball, but also competitively, and say, all right, where are the holes in the marketplace? Where's the opportunity for us to tweak the portfolio to better serve a wider range of players? And so, in essence, all of our golf balls have been designed and redesigned based around how amateur golfers like you, myself, and the listeners play. And so it allows us to fit a wide range of players. So, back to the original question, absolutely. If you're looking for a high spin golf ball around the green, we have that in the form of the Torbi XS that Tiger uses. But then we also have a softer version of that that's more appropriate for, you know, kind of the common man swing, the guy that's swinging under 105, and that's the Torbi RXS. So the same types of soft covers, soft feel, but in a core that's easier to compress for the slower swinger. And then, you know, you look at a new golf ball like our E12, it does a great job of helping cut down on side spin. So it's a very forgiving golf ball, very accurate series of golf balls. And then naturally we have the distance balls as well. So, you know, we really can fit for any specific performance trait that the golfer is looking for.
We're visiting with marketing manager for Bridgestone Golf, Mr. Elliot Mello. Elliot, I want to ask you real quick. You got something that's coming out, and before I do, I've got to mention a guy real quick, Sammy Fu, who does the ball fitting for Bridgestone Golf and is on tour. This cat is unbelievable and has got some stories. We're going to have him on the show with us coming up, but he's been staying so busy. He's out on the tour, but now that guy knows what he's doing when he's fitting a golf ball, does he not?
Yeah, Sammy Fu, he's our master fitter. You know, we have numerous teams of fitters throughout the country, and a lot of these guys have been with us a number of years, but Sammy is kind of the face of fitting to a certain degree for Bridgestone, if you will. It seems like everywhere I go and everyone I talk to, people that know Bridgestone in the industry, that know Sammy, and he's kind of out there leading the charge for us. So I'm glad you've had some good experiences with him.
Oh, absolutely. Down at Glen Lakes when he did the ball fitting down there. Let's talk about something that's coming out of the Tour BXS TW edition. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So to commemorate the win, Tiger's win, we put together a special edition golf ball to commemorate the win that'll be hitting stores this upcoming week. And it'll be throughout the country, but it'll be somewhat limited in quantity. But we're pretty excited about it. It sold out with our retailers in 24 hours. So within 24 hours, what we thought was, a couple months worth of inventory potentially was booked and our retailers are clamoring to get it this week. So it'll be out there, and it should be kind of a fun commemorative item. But quite honestly, it's a playable golf ball. So if somebody wanted to put that ball in play with the Tiger name on it and the number ones like Tiger used to win the tournament, by all means, go for it.
Absolutely. Of course, a portion of the proceeds go to the TGR Foundation, as we're visiting with Elliot Mello with Bridgestone Golf. Danny?
Well, you know, speaking of that that TW edition, any of our friends out there that get this ball, Elliot, I can guarantee we know which way they usually miss a shot. So we will be following them looking for golf balls. And for Randy and I, it tends to be a little bit left.
A little left. For sure. Elliot, let me, and I know there's probably some new things that will be coming out in the future for Bridgestone. Are there some things you can share with us as we look forward to 2019, 2020? Are there some little caveats, if you will, that you can throw at us?
Well, you know, we launched the E12 earlier this year that, you know, was all about straight distance. And from a product standpoint, that'll be our focus from a new product standpoint. You know, then obviously with Tiger's success, some of these limited edition products will pop in there. But the thing that we're looking forward to the most throughout the remainder of the next couple of months here, we're expanding the ability for people to go online and get fit. So obviously we have the live fitting component that some of the listeners have been through. There's the online fitting tool in its current state that you guys referenced earlier, but there'll be kind of a third piece to the prong, so to speak, the third kind of way to attack fitting. And we're actually coming out with a tool that will allow the listeners to just go on BridgestoneGolf.com and upload a video of their swing, and we can actually recommend a golf ball based on analyzing that video. So we have a very sophisticated proprietary software that, based on a video of your swing, it'll measure your club speed, the ball velocity, the launch angle, et cetera. And then based on all that data, our highly trained technicians will be able to kind of analyze all those pieces to the puzzle, and then we'll get back to you with what golf ball best fits your needs.
Wow, that'll be exciting. That will be exciting for sure. Visiting with Elliot Mello with Bridgestone Golf. Elliot, I would be remiss if I, you know, we talk about the E12s and the Tour BX and BXS and all that. Let's talk for just a second, because we have a lot of ladies that listen to us as well. Let's talk a little bit about some of the ladies' golf balls that they need to be trying to work in as well.
Yes, that's a good question. So we do have some ladies-specific products that has the lady call-out on the front of it. It's soft core two-piece. Easy to compress, high, which as we compress the golf ball, it means high ball velocity, maximum distance. But then also as we compress the golf ball, it helps cut down on side spin, so it's more forgiving. So while we do have the ladies product, and it's been the number one selling ladies ball for a number of years now, well over 10 years in a row now, it's also important to note that, you know, none of our golf balls are gender specific. So, you know, if you're a lady that's looking for a little bit more spin, don't be scared of looking at a golf ball like the Tour BRX or the RXS with the urethane cover and the more control around the green. If you're looking for something a little bit higher performance, and maybe you're struggling with a little bit of accuracy and want to hit more fairways, don't be scared of the E12 soft either, because it's still a low compression golf ball that could be compatible with your swing speed.
Great information, no doubt about it, Elliot. I know you've been busy, and I appreciate you taking time to be with us. Congratulations to Tiger and the whole Bridgestone staff and everything you're doing. Such a great ball. We enjoy playing. I've been using Bridgestone for a number of years, and glad to have y'all as our official golf ball and golf glove for Southern Fairways Golf. And thanks for hanging out with us. Happy Easter to you, and we look forward to having you back on with us real soon, Elliot.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Great chatting with you. Happy Easter to you and the listeners, and appreciate the continued partnership, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, buddy. There you go. Elliot Mello, the marketing manager for Bridgestone Golf Balls, and he does a great job, no doubt about it. We talked real quick. We've only got about a second or two left here. I want you to hear this clip from Tiger as he talks about the golf ball, okay? Listen to this. Hang on, Danny. How about this right here? Let's try it one more time.
I've played Bridgestone golf balls since 2000 when Bridgestone made the golf ball I was currently playing. It was another company, but they still made the golf ball. And I got hurt for a few years there and came back, signed with Bridgestone directly. And I've been, you know, using their golf ball, the B330S, and now the Tour BXS. So I've basically have been using it for 18 years now. I started with the golf ball testing first, and I wanted to feel good I learned how to play golf from the green back. So I started with the putter. Does it feel good with the putter? I want something that's audibly, the decibels are a little bit lower. I like it feeling more deep feeling. And where I feel like the ball sticks on the face a little bit longer. And then with the pitch shots and chipping around the greens, to be able to hit the low spinner is key to how I play. And that was paramount in, for me deciding to go with Bridgestone. It felt even softer than the one I was previously playing. But being softer, I would think that it would not have the same aerodynamics through the wind because I thought it would spin too much. It didn't. And to my surprise, that the ball actually performed better in the wind. And so I was like, okay, well, this is a win-win. You know, I get to be more aggressive around the greens. I get to hit my putts a little bit harder. And on top of that, the ball is going through the wind better. It's a win-win all around.
So there you go, Danny. I mean, it makes some good sense right there what he's saying. And who knew? Who knew when it had that little swoosh on there that it was actually
a Bridgestone golf ball. Now, you can put a logo on any golf ball.
Yes, you can. Yes,
but
you can.
But I can promise they sold a lot of Nike golf balls after yes. that.
Well, Bridgestone is. If you've not tried a Bridgestone, I'm telling you, I don't care what level. I don't really care what level. Danny, you're at a level that a lot of us are not used to. But I'm in the middle of the pack. And listen, I enjoy the golf ball. It does. I'm not sure I understand exactly what he's talking about, keeping it on the face of the club. I'm not to that level. Mm-hmm. But I do understand that I like the way it feels around the green for me. I like the way it looks whenever I'm putting, okay, and whenever I'm just looking at it. It makes sense to me.
Well, and we'll talk maybe in the next segment. We'll talk about that low-spinning chip shot that he talks about. I chip very similar to that. I like that low spinner, and there's some certain techniques maybe we can share with you.
Why don't we do that? Plus, we'll give away some golf as Southern Fairways continues, and we'll wrap it up right after this. Into a little heavy metal as we're wrapping up this edition of Southern Fairways Golf Show. Hey, glad you're on board with us. Man, it has gone by extremely fast. And great to have Elliot on. And listen, we're going to go to our phone lines here in just a second with Scooter. So, Scooter, hang tight just a second. I want you to talk a little bit about what you were talking about. Let me get Scooter first.
No, go ahead.
Let's go to Scooter first. Yeah, we'll do that and then talk with get that information you were talking about. Let's go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Scooter, how you doing, my man? Happy Easter to you, friend.
Happy Easter to you. And the words of Jim Rohn. Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. I'm telling you, did you watch the Masters this year?
Every bit of it.
But good for you. Good for you.
I think the ratings
That's
were the highest
stuff.
They've been in years, ain't it?
They were very high. You're absolutely right. And, man, were you
Is
glad to see Tiger come from behind?
If it had been Rory McIlroy is winning that golf tournament, would it have been as high?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know if it would have been. I think with Tiger Woods, whether you like him, whether you hate him, it's like a NASCAR race. We always say it, you know, you want to see the wreck, and that was kind of where it was with Tiger.
Baseball,
does he come back?
You might not like him, but you'll watch him.
That's exactly right. Exactly. What did you enjoy it? Were you rooting for Tiger?
Sergio.
You know, Sergio struggled a little bit. I was surprised with Sergio.
You think 2017 is going to be his only major?
No, Sergio's got another one in him somewhere. He's got the game for that.
Jordan Spieth.
I think Scooter Jordan Spieth's going through some mechanical hiccups right now.
Well.
Yeah, he's a little fidgety over the golf ball right now. Seems like.
But I wish I was 24 like he was.
We all
do. Wish we were 24. That's right.
No
doubt. All right, I got
By
some trivia since we've been talking.
You do owe me a pizza.
You said Danny?
Yeah, Randy.
Randy. Okay. All right. Here you go. All right. I got two.
By the way,
two right here.
Good
right?
To have Vern Lundquist on there.
It always sounds good with Vern Lundquist.
In your life, have you ever seen anything like that?
That's part of our open. It certainly is. Okay. Here you go. We've been talking about Tiger. Can you two things? Give me Tiger's full name and the date he was born.
No, I can't give you the date. It's not. Was born, but I can't give his full name. Elton Woods?
It's Eldrick You ready for the middle name? Tont Woods, T-O-N-T. Eldrick Tont Woods, born December 30th, 1975.
Wow.
How about that? Now you owe me a pizza.
And he went to Stanford.
And he went to Stanford. Do you know what state he was born in?
Where was he born?
California.
You know what? You stumped me today.
Well, that means you owe me a pizza. Thank you, Scooter. I'll take a Supreme Large. Scooter, you're the man. I'll get you.
More trivia than Scooter does.
Nobody does. Nobody does. That's why I got a pizza.
Scooter does.
Well, I want to hear that pump right now.
Besides Tom Brady, me. Woo!
You got it. There you go. Scooter, always good to hear from you. All right, buddy. Happy Easter to you. We got that pizza coming your way. All right. You got to have an Easter Sunday with Scooter. You got to.
Got it.
Okay. That's your brunch. That's your brunch. All right, let's talk a little bit about Bridgestone. You're talking about the golf ball and the little chip shot. It's got the little spinner to it. Talk about it.
Well, as Tiger was talking in that interview right there, talking about being able to feel the golf ball stay on the club face a little longer. And for a lot of people, you know, it's kind of a foreign concept because a lot of people, you know, there's a multitude of golf balls that Bridgestone offers. Some are looking for distance, which is going to be a little harder golf ball, a little harder to compress. So you're going to get a little bit more distance. But what Tiger's talking about there and hitting that low spinning chip shot. All right, Randy. Now he's talking basically right there from about 30 or 40 yards in, and especially around. We've played a lot of golf together. You see me hit these little low spinners in there sometimes, just controlling the distance. You know, some people call it a one hop and stop and trickle, whatever you want to call it. That's the way Tiger Woods has chipped pretty much his whole life. Phil, opposite. Phil likes to lob the ball. You like to lob the ball. You like to get it high in the air.
I had a great one yesterday.
You had
it?
I'm sure you had a terrific one. Yeah. But really, to create spin on a golf ball, and a lot of people wonder how to create spin, it's pretty simple, but you need some dynamics. First of all, look at your wedges. If you don't have clean grooves, you have no chance of spinning anything. You can't spin a ping pong ball. You know, if you have dirt in your grooves, go get a little wire brush. Just clean your grooves. You need that, first of all. Second of all, is you need a golf ball that's susceptible to spinning.
Right.
Okay? So if you're going to go out there.
Pinnacle's probably not that.
If you're going to go get that you know, 42 golf balls for $12, that may work for you, but just don't expect the ball to spin when it hits the green. And the third part is basically science. You need speed. You need speed to go through the golf ball at impact and able to create that fiction of the golf ball running up the golf club and able to hit all those clean grooves with that soft ball to be able to create the spin on it. It's a very simple tip. The steeper you get on a golf ball, the higher the golf ball goes. It's almost opposite of what you think. A lot of people think you're trying to lift the ball up in the air. With a pitching wedge or sand wedge in particular, you want to create an angle down towards the golf ball. Now, is that going to create the low spinner? No. So what do you have to do? You have to do the opposite. You have to come in a little shallower and try to hit what we call the spin loft area. And that is basically groove 2 through the top of the club. We want to create as much spin friction on the golf ball as possible. The way to do that, get a little bit more inside on the golf ball, take a little shallower golf swing, especially with about a 48 to 54 degree wedge, which is an optimum spin ratio club or spin angle club, and come a little bit shallow in, allowing that golf club to slide down through the golf ball, finishing left if you're a right-hander, the hands finishing left, creating the spin on the golf ball, but keeping the trajectory down. That's about it. Does that make sense?
Bryson DeChambeau, thank you.
Yeah, that was it. That was a lot of information right there. So anybody going out there, just try this. Take your highest lofted club, move your hands forward a little bit, decreasing the loft, and practice taking the club inside a little bit more and practicing those 15, 20-yard shots. You know, you're going to have to calibrate your swing a little bit, but go ahead and kind of inside to inside, and you'll be able to, then sooner or later you're going to hit that. Now, when you're trying with a range ball, it's going to be a little tough. You're not going to see that spin.
Right.
Create that movement, but you'll see the spin increase and the trajectory lower if you're able to do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Good stuff. I can visualize that.
Mm-hmm.
I see a lot of folks think that the steeper you come, the more spin you put on it, but it's actually the opposite.
The opposite, yeah.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It really is. All right. Hey, we're putting the wraps on. Let me do that. I got to give away some golf real quick. We'll take the fourth phone call, 251-343-0106. 206-251-3430106. If you've won in the last 30 days, Philip knows that, and he's got radar on you, okay?
He's got a list.
He's got a list, and he's checking it twice. We'll take the fourth phone call, 251-343-0106. You'll get a free round, a five-pack to Glen Lakes, okay? You can see our buddy out there at Glen Lakes, David Musial, the one and only. All right, 251-343-0106. Danny?
Hey, you know, we talked a little bit about the PGA Championship being at Bethpage Black. We just talked about Tiger's chances there. I think he's going to be in our top. I would imagine, but we'll give it a couple more weeks, and then we'll start picking some stuff. But we follow that up with the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, Randy, at Pebble Beach. Now, Tiger won by 15 there in 2000. Finished fourth in 2010. Graham McDowell won that year.
2010.
He tied with Phil Mickelson. Well, those dates are June 13th through the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we just talked about Tiger Woods' birthday being on December 30th, right? He'll turn 44 years old. Guess whose birthday's on Sunday, June 16th, during the U.S. Open?
I think you just told me. Lefty.
Lefty. Turns 49 on that Sunday.
That's
we want to talk about the stars all aligning. Lefty's won on that golf course six times, Randy.
Wow.
Six times he's put on some kind of hardware at this golf course. And
he's my pick.
He is your pick.
And plus, listen, he knows this is about it for him. He's not going to have any more chances to shut the door on the Grand Slam. And what better place to do it than a golf course he loves more than just about any one of, other than Augusta National? Pebble Beach is where Phil loves to win.
Well, you know, Phil reminds me of what was that movie with Dennis Quaid where he's the pitcher? He was the high school baseball coach, and then he had shoulder surgery, and he went out and he threw the ball, and next thing you know, he's throwing the ball 98 miles an hour.
Wasn't Bull Durham, was it?
No, wasn't Bull Durham. Maybe the rookie.
Yeah, maybe
that's
okay.
Maybe that's it. That's who Phil reminds me of. He was just talking about all of a sudden he went to bed, and he woke up, and he got 6 miles an hour faster in his golf swing.
Wow.
I don't know what, you know, 6 miles an hour is
a lot.
That's a lot. That's 23 more yards, okay, basically, if he hits the ball solid. So that's a lot longer to hit it, and that's at 48 years old, soon to be 49.
Let me mention real quick before we get out of here. Right now, the RBC Heritage going on at Hilton Head, South Carolina. Dustin Johnson, he'll be going off here in just a few moments. But look who's making some moves. The young man from Alabama, Trey Mullinex, he's up threes, T2 right now at 9-under, along with the Cooch. You like the Cooch?
Yeah.
Matt Kuchar is up 9. He's at 9-under, T2. And Jason Kokrak up 25 places. He's at T2 as well at 9-under. So we'll see who wins the RBC Heritage. And then next week, guys, they are in New Orleans. Okay.
We may have to make a trip over there.
We may have to do that. A couple weeks, I'll be out in Dallas.
Yes, you will.
For the AT&T and Byron Nelson. As a matter of fact, we'll have John Drago, the tournament director for the AT&T Byron Nelson. He'll be on with us next week. Man, it's been a fun day today. Happy Easter to all of you.
Happy Easter. Buckeye, we love you, buddy. Glad you listened to the show.
Absolutely. Buckeye, you get better because I need my $2 back. All right. I got to take you out and try to beat you. All right. It's been a great day. Thank you so much for being with us. We'll see you next week. Thanks to all of our winners and to our producers. Until next week, I'm Randy for Danny. Bye-bye, everybody.